So the beginning of this week's parasha starts with a story of Bilam. Right? So Bilam, what is Bilam is really the question. Right? Is he a prophet, as we see our sources tell us that he was perhaps the only prophet that was a great prophet in amongst the Goyim, so that way they would also be able to say, oh, we also had a prophet. They wouldn't be able to say, oh, if we had a prophet like Jews did, etc., etc. Or is he more just a sorcerer? Why do I say that? Because if you look at the beginning of the parsha, the people who come to on behalf of Zeknei Moav and Zeknei Midyan, they come with Ksamim Biyadam. What's Ksamim? What's a Kesem? Anybody? Ksamim? Ksamim or Kesem is magic. Some kind of magic. They brought some kind of magic tricks, magic potions, magic amulets, according to some opinions, magic book. But it seems like they, you know, which is weird, right? Usually when you hire somebody, he comes with his own toolbox. But when it came to here, they bring him extra tricks, extra stuff that he can use in what they want him to do, which is to curse Am Yisrael. So at least in the beginning, as we'll see, or we won't see, but later on, he perhaps changes over the course of this whole story. But at least now, and the way they look at it is that he's more a sorcerer. A sorcerer means he knows how to use black magic or whatever it is. He knows how to plug into the power grid. He knows you press this, you do that, you move that, and that does certain things. So that's all that he knows how to do. As they come to him, he says, what do I have to do? He says, stay here for the night. Right? Why the night? Because he has to only speak to God at night. And he says, let me see what Hashem says. So what happens? Who are these people that are with you, says God to Bilam? What's the obvious question? God turns to Bilam and says, who are these people? Obvious question? God knows who those people are, right? This is not the first time in history where we see God asking questions which he knows the answer to. Right? Where else do we see that in the Torah? In Gan Eden, there's a few times that we see that actually in the very beginning of Bereishit. One is where he says, Ayeka, where are you? He says, how did you know that you're naked? How did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat? We also see that with somebody else. One more story in the beginning. Cain and Hevel, right? Excellent. So Cain and Hevel, same thing, right? He says to him like, oh, where's your brother, right? So The same kind of idea. Why is God asking these questions? He obviously knows the answer. He's trying to give them a message, and he's trying to give them an opportunity to see how they react to that question. What kind of reaction are you going to have when God says, why are you doing this? So, and we see the answers in the case of Bereishit. We see Adam, instead of admitting to what he does, he blames his wife, etc., etc. So the question is, what's Bilam's reaction over here? So Bilam, he goes straight through. He doesn't even, try to hide. He tries this. He, like, of course God's asking me who these people are. So he answers them. Oh, Bilam says to God, Balak ben Zippor, Melech Moav shalach elai. And he goes and he explains, Hinei ha'am ha'yotzei mi'mitzayim v'yachasitein ha'aretz ata l'cha kavali oto olai u'chal l'chem bo v'gerashdib. Right? Can you imagine the absurdity of this conversation? He's turning to God, who asks him, who are these people? He doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. God is sending him a little bit of a sign at the very beginning of the story. Who are these people? I.e., and he answers. He says, oh, these are the people that they sent me because this nation that came out of Mitzrayim, this nation, God doesn't know this nation, your people, right? The Yechasatein Haaretz, right? That they cover the whole land and he wants me to be able to help him, to fight him, to get rid of them. I mean, seriously? That's your answer to God? Like, not only does God know the answer to the question he asked, he was giving him an opportunity to reflect for a second and realize that God is trying to tell him, which he does explicitly because he doesn't get it eventually, and then eventually changes his mind, but he says, don't go with these people. What are you, crazy? This is my people that just got out of Mitzrayim. Who do you think took him out of Mitzrayim? Who's the one that did all these miracles? But it's right in front of his eyes, and Bilam just totally misses the sign. A lot of times we talk about free will and we talk about signs. The Gemara, when it does it, it's much easier. When the Gemara talks about why did, the Beit HaMikdash get destroyed, so the Gemara says all these different reasons. One reason here, three reasons there. And we don't have such a problem accepting that. When it comes to things that are much closer to home and that have happened more recently, so then we have a little bit of a hard time, and maybe it's too early to even say such a thing, or maybe we don't have the koach, the nevuah, or whatever it is, to really explain why these things happen. However, and take this on a smaller scale, right? What happens if, let's say, you kicked somebody, right? God forbid, right? You kicked somebody, and the next day you're walking and you smash your foot into the door and you stub your toe or you break your toe, right? So do we say that the reason why you broke your toe is because you kicked the guy the day before? Could be. Could be. You might say, well, that's a pretty big sign from God. Like, I just kicked the guy, I just smashed my foot. Sounds definitely reasonable, right? However, I would suggest two different directions at the same time. The first is when we understand how, you know, punishment happens when we do things. We don't believe that the second that we do something, we're going to get struck by lightning. Otherwise, we have no idea if we're right. If every time I did something wrong, so automatically I'd get punished, then I probably wouldn't sin as much, right? However, right? So it could be that the kicking somebody and then my foot getting hurt was connected. It could be, right? But I don't know for sure. Maybe it was because last year I did something wrong with my foot. I don't know, right? However, right? So that's the one side. The one side is, on the one hand, we don't really know if that's exactly why God does anything, right? The flip side, though, is, okay, but maybe it is because of that. And if as a result of that, I then don't kick people, well, that's okay, right? That's a good thing. Whether it exactly is the reason or not, it doesn't matter. If I take the things that God does, if I take them as signs, if I use them as opportunities to live for something, so then the result is still a good result if it's a good result. Even if we don't understand or know for sure that that's exactly why this happened. So I think that's the better perspective to look at. Maybe it's because I kicked somebody yesterday. Maybe it isn't. But let me take that and use that opportunity to learn something from it and to grow from that, whatever happens in our lives, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Right? We have many opportunities and many signs of all different kinds of things. Those who know me, right? A lot of my connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu is really Hashkacha Pratit, and I really see the connection to a lot of things. But ultimately, we don't really know for sure. But on the other side, of course, if we do and turn those things into something positive, then Baruch Hashem. So we learned something, we grew something, and we took something out of that and made it into something positive. Boker Tov.